Welcome to Flip the Script with Vic, your weekly pep talk to expand and shift your perspective. I'm your host, Victoria Nielsen. Together, we'll unwind all the things you thought you knew and awaken to what's possible when you flip the script and take control of your own life. Are you ready? Let's jump on in. Hi, loves. Welcome to another episode of Flip the Script with Vic. It's Victoria. I'm super excited to be here with you guys. I just got back from hosting a five-day retreat in Mexico. Oh my God, it was amazing. We were there for the eclipse portal, which was totally not planned. And so we got to see part of the partial eclipse from the beach and had just a really magical moment, kind of rebaptizing myself of sorts in the water. And all of the women, I mean, it just amazes me getting to hold space for their transformation is something that I will never take for granted because I literally watched them bloom before my eyes. And as I'm home and I'm integrating all of this magic, because I, of course, received a lot of magic as well. I had a lot of healing down there, which I'm going to share in a separate episode about mother wound healing probably next week. But it amazes me that all of this occurs because you choose, right? You make one choice to do things differently, to maybe go on a retreat or have an experience that you've never had or break the cycle or the monotony of your everyday life. And there's this post going around Instagram about like the butterfly effect, that the butterfly effect of one decision and how that one decision trickles down and changes all the things and the path forward. And I really believe that's true because everyone in every moment gets the chance to choose again. I'll say that again. In every moment, you get the choice to choose again. Okay, it's never too late. It's never too late to go after your dreams. It's never too late to do things differently. It's never too late to put yourself first. You know, I think myself included, we can believe that we are so far down a path that we can't shift, right? Maybe you're 3/4 of the way done with a degree and you realize that actually that's not what you want to do anymore. Or you're in the middle of a corporate career and you want to pivot. And I'm here to tell you that that feeling, that shift is absolutely human. And that shift is just taking you closer to your soul's alignment and to your true path or your dharma, your purpose for being on earth. And when we have these realizations, what a gift to be able to listen to them and to take action on them and to make change, even if it's scary, even if it doesn't make sense to anybody else. You know, I think back to my early 20s living in New York City, and I mean, I was a wild child. I was having a lot of fun. I was partying all the time, and I could tell I was going down like a bad path, that I was making really poor choices. And my college boyfriend and I at the time, you know, I remember having this realization in like October that we were done, that this was done, that we were breaking up, and I could choose to stay in New York and keep this cycle that I had started moving, or I could choose to do something completely different. And what I chose was very drastic. By December of that year, I'd got a new job and I moved to Birmingham, Alabama in January. So from New York City to Birmingham, Alabama, not knowing a single soul. But I knew in my gut, in my heart of hearts, that this was the right decision for me because it was just taking me somewhere fresh. It was giving me a clean slate and a fresh start. And it was allowing me to come back to who I really was at my core, because that's the feeling I remember having in New York, that this wasn't who I was, that this person that was, you know, doing drugs and making bad choices and arguing with her boyfriend, I got so heated one day, I actually bit him. And like, who does that? Like, I didn't want him to see my cell phone because I was doing a bunch of shady shit that I didn't want him to know about. And when he tried to take the phone from me, I bit him. Okay. Like that tells you what kind of state I was in. And I had the wherewithal to at least recognize that that wasn't me, that at my core, that was not who I was. And so I said, okay, I don't know who that person is yet. Right. But I want to find her. I want to uncover her. And so I made the choice to move to Birmingham, Alabama. And, you know, within a month of moving there, I met my now husband on Tinder. And I truly believe to this day, I was only meant to move there to meet him, because we moved to Atlanta, where we now live, not too far after that. I lived in Birmingham, Alabama for 1 year total. But it was enough time for, yes, me to find and fall in love with the love of my life, but to also find and fall in love with myself again, you know, and to realize that I enjoyed going to yoga. I enjoyed being a kind person. I enjoyed, you know, actually being at a job where I could be creative and could spread my wings a little bit, you know? And so even if you don't know where things are going to lead, you're not supposed to, okay? The universe takes care of the how. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to make one choice, one step in a different direction, and the universe will meet you there. You know, I think we get so caught up in our heads that we don't know how things are going to turn out. Well, nobody fucking knows. Like, you're always taking a chance when you make a change. But every time that you make a change, you are giving yourself more data, more information to make a more informed choice in the future. So what's the worst that could happen? I uprooted my entire life and I hated it. Okay, I could move somewhere else, you know, or I could stick it out and find something to make me excited about living there. You know, it's all about your perspective. And we think in circles, you know, our mind, our logical mind is very circular. So especially when you run into a problem or, you know, you have anxious thoughts, like your mind is racing, it's racing in a circle. And it's just repeating the same thing over and over and over and over again until you break the cycle. So you can use things like cognitive dissonance that I've shared, where you're creating like a disruption in that cycle by literally doing something different, by moving your body, by shaking things up. Or, you know, you can also, you know, gain an actual fresh perspective by stopping, going for a walk outside, looking at something new, doing something different. And it doesn't have to be as drastic as what I did, where you're completely moving to a new city and not knowing a new soul. Maybe it's taking a different route to work one day. Maybe it's as simple as trying a new nail polish color. Or maybe trying a new hobby that you've always wanted to do, but you always seem to put off or not make time for. Because if you don't make the time for it, if you don't make this shift, this change, what then, right? 10 years down the line, you're still going to be doing the same thing. And the universe is going to do what it can to course correct you. So that's why, you know, it may seem to others like it's out of the blue that you want to quit your job and follow your passion, or you want to move to a new city, or you want to try something new, but it's not, because it's been buried deep inside of you somewhere. This code has been in your DNA and something activates it. And then that activation grows and grows and grows until you can't ignore it anymore, until you can't go back to the way things were. You know, one of the women at the retreat this last week was asking me, you know, how I do things and not care what other people think, or not worry that I'm going to be judged for it. And, you know, I said, it's not even about that anymore for me. Like I've stopped, because it's not my business what other people think of me. That just sends you down a rabbit hole. But what I realized is that the more me I become, the more of myself that I uncover, there is no going back for me, because I don't know how to be any other way. Like I can't put myself back in the box. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. Now that I have seen this new perspective, or I have shifted these things in my life, it's so hard to go back. Your eyes are open. The veil has been lifted. That's why so many folks on like a spiritual awakening, I feel like, can have a hard time sometimes, because you now no longer resonate with things that used to resonate with you. And so you think that maybe something's wrong with you, but it's the exact opposite. You're awakening to a higher level of consciousness. You're awakening to a different way of being in the world. And you're going to have to shed things along the way to match that. The box that you were in before doesn't fit. The Cinderella slipper, you know, like, doesn't fit your foot anymore. You got to go find new shoes. And it's okay if it's not Cinderella's slipper anymore. Maybe it's her hiking boot, or this is a very terrible analogy, but you get what I'm saying. Like, maybe it's something completely different, and that's okay. But some part of your soul recognizes it and wants to go after it. And that's where it comes from. So even if it seems like it's out of the blue to other people, it's not to your soul. It's uncovering what's true for you. And again, it's okay if that shifts, right? And it's okay if that changes. But, you know, that one choice can have such a beautiful effect on the rest of your life. You know, if I had never taken that leap of faith to move to Birmingham, Alabama, I literally have no idea where I would be. I don't want to say like in a gutter in New York City, but I think I'd be really fucking unhappy. And I would not be where I am today. You know, the universe was trying in New York. I taught yoga classes in New York, but I didn't really enjoy them. I thought of it as a chore. I hated having to be there. It was like a Friday afternoon and like a Sunday morning. And to me as a party girl, it was like, ugh, that's the worst. I have to go teach class. You know, well, I can't be hungover. Or I did go hungover many times, I should say. But, you know, the universe tried to meet me where I was at. But I wasn't ready until I hit that rock bottom. I wasn't ready until I finally had that kind of awakening and I decided to listen to it. You know, I think we're afraid to listen to that voice in our head, that really subtle voice that's pointing us somewhere different because we have a fear of the unknown. But you should be more afraid of staying exactly where you are. You should be more afraid of what's going to happen years from now when you don't listen to that call. Because you're going to feel like, you know, you think you feel like shit now, you're going to like really feel like shit then because you will have wasted so much time. And I hate saying that because obviously you had lessons to learn along the way. So it wasn't a waste of time. But imagine how much more full and wonderful and liberated your life would be and how you would feel if you started listening to that voice now and making the choices now. And they don't have to be drastic changes, right? Maybe there are just little tiny changes along the way. Maybe it has, you know, it's something to do with your diet, for example. Like maybe you know that sweets after dinner is really bad for you. And so you slowly start to cut them out. Or maybe you want to switch from coffee to matcha or whatever that small shift is in your life. Small shifts are sustainable. So shifting everything completely overnight is never going to work. You're never going to stick with it. You're never going to, really move forward. And then you're most likely going to feel guilt or shame when you go back to the same habits or things that you were doing before. So can you make them small and sustainable? You know, maybe it's as simple as starting a journaling practice before you go to bed. You write down all the things that you're grateful for the day. You know, maybe it's taking a quiet pause and reflective moment in the mornings to call in the things that you want. You know, that's what I love about my Kundalini yoga practice is that these meditations are really short and really potent. They're, most of them are 20 minutes or less. There's a couple that are, you know, maybe 30, but they don't take that long to shift your energy. 15 minutes a day is all you need. And if that feels like too much, start with 3. There are Kundalini yoga meditations that are 3 minutes long that will just help shift your perspective and shift your energy. And so as part of my Portal Collective, which is my online Kundalini yoga membership, I have all kinds of videos to meet you where you're at. And I believe in it so much that you get your first 30 days free. So if you're interested in learning more or wanting to sign up, I encourage you to take a look at the show notes because these simple shifts and changes add up. And imagine what your butterfly effect will be and the changes that will occur by that one choice that you make. Maybe it's just to not have a drink with dinner tonight. And then you can reassess tomorrow how you feel. And maybe you decide not to have a drink again. And then the next night. And the next night, and the next night. Or maybe it's something bigger. Maybe it's saying yes to yourself and going to a retreat for the first time, even though it feels really scary and you have no idea what to expect. We had quite a few women on the retreat this week that had never been to a retreat before and had no idea what to expect and have left completely blown open, completely changed and transformed. And it just took them saying yes to themselves and yes to new experiences and moving through that fear perhaps of what was on the other side. Because to me, you know, moving through that fear, what if it's scary, but what if it's amazing, right? It's like that phrase people always say, like, what if you fail? Well, what if you fly? Again, can you shift your perspective to the positive? What is the most positive thing that could come out of this, you know? And what's the most negative? Okay, so you don't have a life-changing experience. Well, you know, you travel somewhere new or you had that moment of peace to yourself in the morning or hey, you woke up with a clear head because you didn't have a hangover. Like there's always a bright side. Always, always, always a bright side to look at and to come back to. So I hope this conversation has at least initially shifted your perspective to consider, what's your butterfly effect? What's the one thing that could change the trajectory of your entire life? And that feels like maybe a lot of pressure. So maybe you don't want to think about it that way, but maybe what's the one thing that you can shift today that you know will have a lasting impact? And it's okay that you don't know what that lasting impact is yet or the how, but you know that it's the right next step for you. You know that it's the right choice. And if you don't know what the right next step is, I'm here to help and support you. I love guiding women to a new awareness of themselves and those around them and putting together actionable plans with next steps so you feel supported and at ease as you go through this metamorphosis, that you go through this beautiful transition in life. So with that, I will bid you adieu. Thank you so much for being here with me. Thank you for listening. Next week, we're going to be chatting about the mother wound and the beautiful experience I had at our retreat with my mom. So please stick around, stay tuned for that. And I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. Be good to one another. I love you.